following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Seth Mila, sitting in for Jerry Bader today. Thank you very much for letting me have a few minutes to hang out with you and have a great conversation. Normally, I have just a plethora of things that I want to go through when we're talking. And today, if you don't mind, I'd like to hit on one common theme. And that seems to be one of the things I think is going to play a significant role in upcoming elections, midterms, the presidential election, and so forth. And that is arguably the big political hot button right now, of course, is immigration. We have a flood of people coming into our United States, and there is a lot of mystery and intrigue surrounding what's going on. Now, if you have the availability to hear Todd Starnes, over here in Wausau, we play a commentary by Todd Starnes every morning. And for the last several weeks, he has been leading the reporting on the treatment of the children that are coming into the United States. Now, currently, we could do the entire program just on this alone, but the State Department and immigration and so forth has basically developed a loophole where children can come into the country, and it is instead of basically them being processed, arrested for coming in illegally, having a deportation hearing and then sent back, it's a different atmosphere for the children. And it seems like many people in Mexico, Central America, and so forth believe that if the kids get here and they make it across the border, they get to stay here. Well, you know, they may be accurate. A recent survey showed that 99.9% of minors that make it across the border do not get sent back. And so when our president, in his rhetoric, of course, he wants to lay the blame at everybody else's feet. When he begins the rhetoric of talking about, well, we're going to send them back, I'm sorry, Mr. President, your opportunity for me to believe you, your opportunity for me to trust what you're saying is accurate has come and gone. I don't believe you. So you'll excuse me, sir, if I take what you say with a grain of salt. The actuality is nearly all of the children that come here stay here. So that brings us to an interesting circumstance of what do we do? Now, I'm really just kind of dumping all of this out there, and we'll sift through it in a minute. The issue that I find that I bring up that is intriguing and mysterious is the condition of these children coming across the border is abhorrent. They are riddled with scabies, lice. Some have infectious diseases. Some have minor ailments that can be treated properly, and they can return to health again relatively easily. But the issue is that the government is preventing the knowledge and the open disclosure of what is happening in the facilities that these children are being held from being made public. Reporters are being escorted away from facilities. Once permission is granted for a visitation by federal representatives, reporters, everyone, the facilities are scrubbed, and the children and other illegal immigrants are removed to other facilities, so that when reporters, representatives, and so forth come to make an inspection to see what's going on, to ask questions, the reality has been removed. Why is this? What? And I know that on this program I have made mention before that there are things that disturb me that, if allowed to go unchecked, could develop into some very serious concerns down the road. This is something that I find extremely disturbing. Now, please understand, I am not comparing the Obama administration to the Third Reich, to Germany in any way. Please understand this. I am saying this in the very offset. I am not comparing the Obama administration to Joseph Stalin and his internment of Russians for dissentment. I am not making any comparison like that at all. But I want us to be aware of history. Those individuals, Hitler, Stalin, Pol Pot, Mao Zedong, these are individuals that were tyrants. They had absolute rule, and they had the support of those around them. They had absolute rule, and they brutally handled those that disagreed with them. Now, I again, follow along with me. What concerns me is what has happened in other nations with tyrants. I am very concerned about our American government, regardless of who is at the helm, having the ability to round up children, have them housed secretly, refusing to allow government representatives, senators, congressmen access to the facilities for inspection without a 2-week waiting period, refusing to allow reporters to have access to the circumstances so that they can bring it to light. I am very concerned about a government that can do this. And it is extremely scary for it to be the American government that's doing this. This bothers me. I try very hard to be realistic in my conspiracy theories, all right? I don't wear a lot of tinfoil, but I try to be very realistic that if I see a problem in the distance, well, you know what? Take a look at it and address it while it's still in the distance. Don't wait until it's right in your backyard before you decide, hey, should we do something about this? That looks like a problem. Ah! You know what I'm saying? Sidebar just for a second. Okay, I was having a conversation with a family member, and I said, yeah, I want an AR-15. And the individual is kind of a, you know, anti-gun Birkenstock, Prius-driving kind of person, and said, why in the world do you want an AR-15? I said, well, first of all, I do enjoy going target shooting and so forth, and they are, to me, enjoyable. It is a sport that I enjoy. It's enjoyable. I said, but you know what? Let's just take it to the extreme. Let's say that there is a real natural disaster, there's something that happens, and society as a whole has kind of hit the skids for a while. Yeah, all right, okay, sure, you want to be a survivalist. I said, no. I can be a survivalist with handguns and that kind of stuff, and ooh, sharp knives. I said, but I want an AR-15 because they, with some practice, can be very accurate, 200 yards, 300 yards, etc. I said, if I see a problem that is threatening you or the rest of my family and it's 200 yards away, wouldn't I want to solve that problem at 200 yards away instead of waiting until it's face to face? That kind of made sense to this individual I was talking to. And that's what I'm saying now. There are some indicators, very clear indicators, that there are problems, big problems on our horizon. Do I think that next year we're going to be a socialist nation and Obama will win, you know, be given unlimited access and never have to? No, I don't. Realistically, I don't. I believe our Constitution is too strong. I believe the will of the conservatives in this nation is too strong. I believe that America as a whole still has goodness in its core. But I see problems on the horizon. I see things that are 200 and 300 yards away, and I'd really like them to stay that far away and us address them before they become a problem face to face. All right, so we're going to delve into the immigration issue. We're going to pick some aspects apart. When we come back, I would like to talk about, first of all, Senator Ron Kind has made some comments about this influx of children that are coming in. Let's address that first. I'm Seth Mueller, sitting in for Jerry Bader. The phone number, of course, 888-455-1360. I really want to hear from you. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.